All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the end of 2017 right around the corner, tax season is set to begin, and you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, we got 4 weeks to go in the 2017 NFL season. We've already had one franchise who has parted with their head coach and the New York Giants as they fired Ben McAdoo earlier this week. Now, typically, Black Monday is reserved for the first day after the end of the regular season to see who will be replaced as a head coach by a franchise. And with that said, here are some people who couldn't join McAdoo on the unemployment line. I want to start off with Hugh Jackson, who in nearly two seasons as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns has a record of 1-27. Ouch. The Browns are 0-12 this season, and they became the first team since the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 1977 to begin consecutive seasons by losing their first 11 games. There is no semblance of order within the Browns franchise, and Jackson could simply be the fall guy. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. On Cleveland's roster coming into this season, only three guys were the age of 30 or above. You only had three guys with playoff experience. You decided to start a rookie quarterback with this team. There is no veteran presence on this squad to show these guys what it takes to win in the National Football League. The Browns are simply convinced that, oh, we can stockpile draft picks. But at the same time, with all of this losing, you're ruining these kids. You have some kids on this club that do have talent, with the likes of Jabril Peppers and Myles Garrett, but who's going to be there to teach them and show them what it takes to win in the National Football League? Like I said, the problems with the Browns are much bigger than Hugh Jackson, but I do believe that he could be the fall guy if the Browns go winless or if they go 1-15 for the second consecutive season. You look at the Indianapolis Colts with Chuck Pagano. Now, in six seasons as the head coach of the Colts, Pagano has a record of 52-40, but no playoff appearances since 2014. And a lot of that is due to the fact that starting quarterback Andrew Luck has been mired by injuries in the past 3 years. Now, after the 2014 NFL season, Pagano nearly got fired by general manager Jim Irsay when the players basically threatened to revolt against the owner. And the next thing you know, Pagano got a contract extension. Now, like Jackson, Pagano has been hampered by bad personnel decisions that the Colts have done a terrible job for years. And this goes back to prior to Pagano's run with the team, that they have really done a poor job in regards to drafting. This team is not put a good squad around Andrew Luck, and of course we're seeing it this year as they are 3-9 and they are barreling towards another bad campaign. And finally, in Cincinnati, I'm going to look at Marvin Lewis. And for the past 16 years, Marvin Lewis has been the head coach of the Bengals, and he's compiled a record of 123, 111, and 3 over that stretch. Only four losing seasons in Cincinnati. However, the fifth one is right around the corner. Now, during Lewis's tenure, he has led the Bengals to seven playoff appearances. However, they have never won. And if you look at the Bengals owner, Mike Brown, he has no problem with mediocrity because the Bengals never really go out and spend money in free agency. We've seen over this tenure of Marvin Lewis how he continuously goes out there and gives knuckleheads a chance in the NFL. You just look at Vontaze Burfict right now as a poster boy for that with this organization. But at some point, you know, enough is enough. And Lewis is in the final year of his deal. There's a possibility that Mike Brown is ready to move on, because I guarantee you Mike Brown, as cheap as he is, he does not want to pay Marvin Lewis where he can go out there and get a younger head coach to do the same exact thing. So I think when this season is all said and done, Marvin Lewis could be getting his walking papers. I don't see Black Monday being over extensively busy this year for the National Football League, but there will be some people around the NFL who will join McAdoo as far as getting their walking papers. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 14 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.